This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of Good Day Health is about to begin. In fact, it has begun. I'm Doug Steffen here in this hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology, which is his clinic down in Mount Dora, Florida. Lots of people from Florida, lots of people from the Southeast, lots of people from all over the country go to visit Ken. And if you can't get there, we seem to be going back into the mode, the Zoom mode. Ken, have you noticed since the pickup of Delta that you've had more people on the Zoom, there has been a lot of it, certainly a pickup, and more people are using it. But you had gotten, I think you, when I asked you a few months ago, you've gotten back to having more people in the office. So is that trend changing, or are you holding pretty much steady at people using the office versus using Zoom?
I think it's, over the last few months, it's held steady. I think we saw after July 4th in Florida and then across the country more of the Delta variant. But I think the use of in-office versus out-of-the-office modes for connecting to us have stayed about constant. About 25% were using non-in-office modes for connecting to us.
All right,
telehealth is a good thing. One of the good things that has come out of COVID-19, I know we're all dealing with COVID fatigue. COVID fatigue is a real, real thing, and we're all dealing with it. We thought we were getting over it in June, but it's back. But one of the nice things that has come out of COVID-19 is the use of telehealth, and I sure hope it stays as we move out of COVID-19, because telehealth is very useful, and everybody seems to like it.
Do you think everybody, all doctors, are using telehealth? Would you say most mainstream, mainline doctors, whether they be general practitioners, if you will, primary care physicians, and or specialists, are using Zoom? Can't go to the dentist, but how do you get a proctology exam if you don't go to the office?
Right. Well, I can't do an electrocardiogram over telehealth. There are many things that don't go well over telehealth, but there are also many things that do well over telehealth. So it's really a matter of picking how you use telehealth. And I think that most offices, it's not a novelty anymore. Most offices are using it for a subset of what they do in some areas. You know, in psychology and psychiatry, it works rather well. In some areas, you know, if you're doing biopsies all day, it doesn't work well at all. But so it just depends on how you use it. And we use it for a fraction of what we do. And for that area, it works well.
All right, so let's get at it. A couple of headlines, the vaccine situation for pregnant people, those who breastfeed. I see the CDC is urging pregnant women to get vaccinated. So how does this translate into the womb?
Well, very, very safely. The issue is that we know that one of the risk groups for getting severe COVID and not doing well with COVID, getting into severe trouble with COVID, is pregnant women. And one of the early concerns with COVID, we're dealing with a new disease, and that's why so often this frustrates people, because the impressions change, but we learn a lot about this. This is a brand new disease and keeps throwing us new curves every month or every day. But one of the concerns is about pregnant women. But what we have learned recently in the studies is that COVID-19 vaccines, they're safe for pregnant people. And one of the other issues why pregnant women have been resistant to take the vaccine, and those who have recently delivered, they were concerned about, they want to breastfeed, and is it safe for the infant? And the other item that's come out of the CDC reviewing their data is that it's very safe for breastfeeding women. So women thinking about getting pregnant, people, women who are pregnant, very, very important, along with everybody, think about getting the vaccine. Really, if you love your family, protect your family and get vaccinated.
Well, there's certainly a lot of people who agree, and then there are those who disagree, and it just is, what do you listen to? Who's making the most noise? I thought it was interesting. Arnold Schwarzenegger basically has been telling people this week to stop taking yourself so seriously, get over yourself and get a shot. So I thought that was pretty interesting. You're hearing it from all sides, all corners. Tom Cruise says, you want to work on my
best
movies?
Okay. What's the best argument not to get vaccinated?
That it will do you harm down the road, that it'll cause dementia, that it'll cause other things. Or if you listen to Alex Jones, you're going to get the needle is put into you, there's going to be a chip that goes into your body that will follow you, track you for the rest of your life.
Let me just say, there's no chip that's going to be injected.
Right. We know that.
And in terms of very long-term effects, we just know the history of vaccines, and just about every vaccine we've ever had, any of the serious issues occur, most of them in the first few months after they're administered, by 6 months. You know, there just aren't long-term issues that develop with vaccines. And these vaccines, you know, they were issued in trials since late spring of 2020 when the trials started. So they've been in people's arms for quite a while now, and there just really aren't a lot of serious side effects. It's one of the safe, these mRNA, Moderna and Pfizer, two of the safest vaccines we've ever come up with and two of the most effective vaccines we've ever come up with.
But so, how do you know that? The naysayer, the devil's advocate says, how do you know that? Down the road 30 years, how do you know, or any doctor, how do the people that are selling this stuff know that there isn't going to be any harmful consequence? That's what the people on the other side say.
We know the history of using vaccines, and it just... you know, anything's possible. How do you know that some new product that you make on the farm 30 years from now is not going to be toxic? These crystal ball questions, you have to take, you know, a minutia of chance, because this virus has killed more than 2 out of every 1,000 Americans. So
naysayers will say, really? What about all the old people that were dying anyway? That's what they'd say. They'll say people that had pneumonia, they have bad flu.
Well, they've died. A lot of these old people, you know, if you look at what's happened since March of 2020, the death curves in America have changed. And these elderly people have died earlier. You know, talk to people who lost their parents in nursing homes in New York from COVID, and, you know, see if they feel the way you feel right now when people with COVID were put into their nursing home and they died unexpectedly. You know, you want the other extreme. You know, so people clearly have died before their due date because of COVID-19, and if you don't know anyone, you know, that's good, but there's a lot of people out there who have parents who have expired much before the expected date because of COVID-19.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen. This is DJV Health. Dr. Ken from his cardiological spot. He's a cardiologist down in Lake Dura, Florida. Let me help you. If you are overweight and a concern to your cardiologist, better get rid of that weight. Best way to do it is with Calitrin. Calitrin is the way because it works. It's the natural way. It works. It has no stimulants. It works. You getting the drift of things here? It works. You can go to the website, toploss.com. You can listen to testimonies. You can read testimonies. You can see testimonials. You can talk to Calitrin consultants. Find out how it'll best work for you. Give them your history. Talk about your concerns. You tell them you want results. They'll give you results, guaranteed, or your money back. You get started with one or the other. That is, whether you use pills or whether you use liquid. You take it at night, same time. Huge sale going on right now. The Summer Sizzler. You buy one, you get one free. Buy as many as you want and get an equal number free. Check it all out online at toploss.com. When you're checking out, use the DJV code and you get all these special bargains plus free shipping. Calitrin, the natural way to lose weight and keep it off.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you spend $85 on ink or $200 on toner. Explore what's new at your local Staples or StaplesConnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4 in-store only. Visit StaplesConnect.com/store bonus for details. Ends 8/21.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
Are you looking for information about COVID-19 vaccination that's specific to the needs of people with disabilities? Dial the Disability Information and Access Line supports people with disabilities and their families who are seeking information, assistance, and resources that can help them make informed decisions about and receive access to COVID-19 vaccines that are available in their communities. Contact Dial at 888-677-1199 from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, or email Dial at n4a.org for assistance. Getting vaccinated is an important step to help protect people with disabilities from getting COVID-19. If you or someone you know needs help accessing the vaccine, the Disability Information and Access Line can connect you to local resources. Dial is the only national call center that is dedicated to supporting people with disabilities on issues related to COVID-19. Speak with an information specialist in any language at 888-677-1199 from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, or email Dial at n4a.org for help.
All right, back to Dr. Ken. I'm Dr. Doug. Not really, but I practice playing a doctor on the radio once in a while. It works pretty well. So have we taken care of all of the info that's pertinent to pregnancy, pregnant women, taking the shots? For example, my daughter-in-law is pregnant about 5 months along. Should she? I think she's already had a shot, Frank. She's 27, 28. I think she's had a shot, but I'm not sure. Is this a good time to get it or no?
Absolutely. This is what the new CDC data says, that it's safe for pregnant women. And the other flip side is that pregnant women are at significant risk for severe COVID-19. So, yes, and you can tell
why would pregnant women be more at risk for COVID or for Delta? Is it the Delta variant that they're more at risk for?
It's COVID in general. The original strain also, it just is. It is what it is. They're one of the... They're one of the risk factor groups, you know, obesity, diabetes, lung disease.
I think you brought up something we have not talked about much. That is whether or not if you're sick with something else, let's say you've got your heart patients down at Lake Cardiology, or a doctor has cancer patients or other conditions that exist in people of all ages. Do you get a shot or not? Ask Dr. Ken that in a matter of moments here. This is DJV Health.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Dr. Ken Kronos here on this week's DJV Health, the focus on whether or not your heart patients or others who have maladies like cancer, or you name whatever the disease may be, if you get a shot, is it going to be as effective if your system is fighting something like cancer, the white blood cells are at it, can it do its job, that is the shots, the vaccines, Ken?
Absolutely. You're talking about the subgroup of people who are at high risk for severe COVID-19. This is what gets people confused because this is a new disease. For some people, they get COVID, it's nothing more than a mild cold. For some people, it's a life-threatening and life-ending illness. And we do know that there are some risk factors. Those over 65, obese, diabetes, you have heart disease, lung disease, autoimmune illnesses, your immune system is diminished because you're on medication because you're an organ transplant patient. These are the people who are at much higher risk of getting severe COVID-19, and especially this group needs to be immunized. And this was the group of people who were earliest immunized, and the Israelis, in fact, have called for a third booster in patients who are over age 60 and also in patients who are immunosuppressed, that they've received organ transplants. And there's some little bit of talk that in the next 2 days we're going to hear in America, the American CDC announcing that if your immune system is suppressed because you've been a recipient of a transplantation, that you too should get a third shot. And I think come this fall, we're going to hear a lot more about a third shot. Hopefully there'll be a booster available that has the variants in them. That one is in test right now, but we are eagerly awaiting that. But if you are in Israel right now, and the Israelis are very smart about this, I really think they're seeing something in their population data that there has been, especially with the variant, an increase in breakthrough among those who were vaccinated. And that's why in these susceptible groups, in Israel, if you've been an organ transplant patient, and when you have transplantation, you take this medication that really suppresses your immune system. And also in Israel, and people 60 and older are already getting a third booster.
All right. So what does that hold for us? When are we going to be told? Are people eager? Are they coming to your clinic and saying, I want my third shot now? What is
There's a whole realm of people. I've read reports of, you know, people going into the drugstore and you know, doing a little fibbing and not telling them.
I haven't had my second shot. Yeah.
You know, that I need
my second
shot.
Is that going to be dangerous? Is that bad for people to do that?
Well, I'm not recommending that you go in and lie about it, but I'm telling you what the Israelis are doing. They're recommending, they've used mostly Pfizer, and they're recommending for 60 and over and those who are immunosuppressed to go get a third shot. So I can't imagine that the Israelis would be recommending it. If it's dangerous, the Americans are saying that, the CDC is saying that they're still testing it, blah, blah, blah. But again, there's some scuttlebutt. In the next 48 hours, the CDC is going to make a statement about immunosuppressant patients.
Right. So anyway, they're going to, the expectation is they'll authorize the booster shots, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what it looks like to me.
A third one. And the big question is, will there be another booster quickly that has the variants in it? We hope it's in test.
So I guess the question will be, and we'll answer this in the other half hour, whether we all just go and get another shot. Dr. Ken is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special Square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
After I got out of the Marine Corps, coming back home, it was just a mental breakdown for me. I was on the verge of giving up. That chapter, that season in my life was over. Now what? Who was I? That's what I kept asking myself. The pressure to have it all together, to heal, to quiet down the monsters inside, it was too much. I lost it. I had heard about the Wounded Warrior Project. I had seen the logo and that visual of a warrior carrying another warrior. The programs that the Wounded Warrior Project offers, it's not just the veteran themselves. It's their whole family. It brings it all together. We have scars that we carry, and just because the scars are there doesn't mean that we're any less than what we were. Right now, I'm the best version that I ever have been of myself. I can embrace the brokenness.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/notalone.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden on Thursday ordered 3,000 U.S. troops to evacuate U.S. embassy staff from Kabul as the Taliban have captured Kandahar, the birthplace of their movement and the second largest city in Afghanistan. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
The embassy remains open and we plan to continue our diplomatic work in Afghanistan. The United States will continue to support consular services, and that includes the processing and operations of the Special Immigrant Visa Program, and will continue to engage in diplomacy with the Afghan government.
The crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border has reached unprecedented numbers of people trying to illegally get into our country. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas from the border Thursday.
The rise in encounters of migrants at the southern border began in April of 2020, last year, but the increase is most certainly sharper over the past several months.
USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
President Biden's open border policy is having a very negative effect at the U.S.-Mexico border. Nearly 200,000 illegal immigrants arrested at the southern border in July says it all, the highest monthly total since the beginning of the millennium. With calls for his impeachment growing louder, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas went to the border Thursday.
First, let me start with the unaccompanied children. As I think all of you know, in the prior administration, Title 42 authority of the Centers for Disease Control was used to expel unaccompanied children regardless of their age. And that is a practice that we discontinued immediately in the Biden administration for humanitarian reasons, because in fact they are just children, some so very tender of age. These children are eligible to make a claim for asylum or to pursue special immigrant juvenile status in court proceedings under our laws. Transfer them to Health and Human Services for their care, custody, and control as quickly as possible to unite them with a parent or legal guardian here in the United States before they make their claim for asylum or their claim for special immigrant juvenile status.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Moving back in the second half hour of our time together with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. The federal government, it's all about the government, the government, the government. I suppose you got to have some leadership. Do you feel the government's leadership? Let me just ask you a question before you back into the results of all your research. Is the government doing the most it can, the best it can? Are we to be reliant on the government for this and be comfortable?
Why don't you answer that question? It's a loaded question.
The answer is...
It's really politics that I really try to stay away from.
Yeah, it ought not to be, but you're right. It does become political. That was not the reason I asked the question. I asked the question because I want people to feel comfortable, because we are surrounded. Nobody takes creative license here. And, it's always the news guys on TV or the newspaper reporting. It's always this same expert, that expert.
I think, unfortunately, politics has gotten too much into this in general.
Of course it has.
I think that is a general feeling among most physicians who talk to me, that I talk to, that I hear, that I see write about this. And there's just a general feeling among the entire medical community that they've never seen politics get involved in medicine like they have with COVID-19. And I think that, everyone in medicine would like to get the politics out of it and just work on the science. and there's a frustration. And so, you know, that's what I'll say. So that is interfering with getting a clear signal because of the politics, getting involved in medicine like we've never seen before.
Let me just ask you about Florida, where your clinic is and where you live. It looks like the feds have sent a lot of ventilators to Florida. There are people who are, and again, this is political, I don't mean for it to be, the folks who don't like Governor DeSantis say that this is a mess. A matter of fact, he says he doesn't know what you're talking about. News guys say, hey, you're getting a lot of new ventilators in Florida. He says, I don't know what you're talking about. So anyway, there were 200 ventilators supposedly sent into the state earlier this past week. And one wonders, is that because there are more COVID cases, serious cases? What's the scoop?
The facts are the death rates in Florida are the same as they are in New Jersey. I sent you some data. You can look at the per capita death rate of different states from COVID-19 from the beginning, and Florida is in the mid-20s, and your state, Massachusetts, is in the top five. So it's all a lot of noise, and you have to look at the facts. And the death rate yesterday was higher in New Jersey than it is in Florida. And so you have to look at the statistics, and unfortunately, you're seeing politics. And, you know, you're seeing politics get involved, and you're seeing people, you know, across the border with COVID-19 being sent to Florida. So how is that affecting the case rate? So let's not get into politics.
All right. Let's move on into back to your specialty, if you will, heart conditions, cardiology in teens. Not often do you see people who are teenagers getting heart problems, but apparently a lot of people say that don't like the vaccines. Look at all these teenagers who are getting COVID or some rare form of heart disease. What do we say to them?
Well, the people who are saying, look at all these teens getting a rare form of disease from the shot, they're pretty rare, and I doubt anyone knows anyone who's gotten pericarditis from the vaccine, and if you do, I'm sure you don't know more than one, because this analysis has come out, and it's more likely that a teenager will get pericarditis from getting COVID-19 than it is that they'll get pericarditis, inflammation of the sac around the heart, from the vaccine. And these very rare cases, when they came out, you know, the media made this a big deal. And what we have found out as time has gone on, almost all of these very rare cases of pericarditis from the vaccine turn out to be mild cases. And they turn out to be in the second shot.
What does it feel like? What do you feel? Do you even feel it? If there's something going on with your heart?
You can feel often what you feel is you get some pressure in the chest. You may get a low-grade fever, some fever, but it's usually some discomfort in the chest is how pericarditis presents. And again, a teenager is more likely to get pericarditis from COVID-19 than they are from the vaccine. And just about all of the pericarditis that has occurred in these very rare cases has been mild. And so the other key thing is if you have had natural immunity from, if you've been actually exposed to COVID-19, had COVID-19, you shouldn't get the second shot, because that counts as one. It's as the doctors say, one and done. So and that is one of the frustrations you said about the government. I think the biggest frustration that the doctors have with the government and how they're dealing with this is that is not an acceptance, a recognition of natural immunity. It's so hard to get out of the CDC how effective natural immunity is in COVID-19. And that's a big frustration in the medical community.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. All right, so looking around the country at various mandates, vaccines, should they be required? And I don't think that's a political issue, but maybe because you're suggesting that people all ought to get their shots, then the question comes on, should they be required? And that doesn't seem to be the American way, but it is.
Think about yourself, Doug. Do you like when the government hits you over the head and says, you must do this? I mean, do you like mandates about...
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
You know me. You know me.
Right, right.
That's so why you're asking me the question.
you are very much against mandates. And I think what the issue is, certainly I'm very pro-vaccine. I'm very pro, you know, I've had it. I've made sure my daughter had it. But it then becomes an issue whether we mandate these things. And you know, that is then, you know, should it be a mandate? And that becomes a different thing in America, you know, where you know, the American people just don't like mandates. Some do, but most don't. And that's where it becomes a difficult issue. So I'm very pro vaccine, but I have trouble with mandates. You know, I think the people in medicine should all be vaccinated, but to the rest of the population, if we had a disease here where there was no treatment, you were definitely going to be dead no matter what, you know, maybe in that situation, but here you have a serious disease, and I would urge people to get vaccinated, but does it turn into a mandate? That's a really tough, slippery slope to go down. I mean, I know you don't like mandates from the government, and Americans don't, and that becomes a slippery slope where you start mandating people must do some medical treatment.
Yeah, and, I'm just looking at all the places around the country these things have been mandated.
How would you like if I mandated that you take a flu shot every year?
I wouldn't come to you anymore.
No, it's not me. The American government said you can't fly on an airplane unless you have a flu shot.
Yeah, no. Drive. That's the case. Yeah,
you can't come into Florida. You can't pass through the toll gate. I mean, I'm not saying that that's where it is, but that's when you go down that slope. When you say, should we have mandates for COVID-19 vaccines? It's the whole idea. Should we have mandate for any medical therapy? And then it's going to become flu shots. And I know how you hate a flu shot, but imagine government mandates for flu shots. More children die from flu than they do from COVID-19.
People just need to be smart enough to figure things out. That's the problem. Our educational system doesn't give us the knowledge. We're not teaching health ed. We're not teaching youngsters about their bodies. People don't know how things work. They rely on experts for everything, and some of the experts are not that reliable. That's pretty much the bottom line. You're listening to the DJV Health Show. We have a podcast that features Ken. I got two or three here that I'm looking at, the recent ones. We discuss COVID, obviously. We talk about where to go for proof of vaccine. We have all this stuff. I mean, this is just a continuation. Week after week, I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry, because we're offering an important service for people to get the information from behind the scenes, from authorities and from journals and people who have studied this thing. Also on the most recent DJV podcast, Dr. Ken talks about controlling your body weight and your blood sugar and the role sugar plays in diabetes and things that are going on in your body. You can hear our podcasts, all of them, at DJV Health Show Podcasts and DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts in general.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Attention laptop lovers. The Asus VivoBook S14 has evolved. It's feather light. It's even more powerful than its predecessors. This Windows 10 laptop uses the latest Intel processors, Intel Xe graphics, and Wi-Fi 6 with Asus Wi-Fi Master technology, so you can breeze through even your toughest days. With classy diamond-cut edges and a sleek all-metal chassis, the Asus VivoBook S14 is all about the uniqueness of you. Open the lid and a color-blocked enter key puts you center stage. Passwords optional. Use your face or fingerprint to securely sign in to your Windows PC. VivoBook S14 lightens everything. Your load, your tasks, your life, and brings out the very best in you. Visit asus.com for more on the VivoBook S14. And be sure to listen to Tech It Out on your favorite radio station or as a podcast.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Back to Dr. Ken Kronos. I'm Doug Steffen. Mostly the discussion is about COVID. But the general, well, COVID has been the problem. But now we have the Delta thing. But apparently, according to a study that I see here that you researched, this last year and a half has created an anxiety among young people, not only here in our country, but pretty much everywhere, right?
Oh, absolutely. There's a pandemic of depression and anxiety globally among young people concerned about the future, up to 25% of them in some studies. This is real. Parents have to be aware about it, figure out best how to help our youth. There's just a general COVID fatigue among everybody, and you have to think about yourself and make sure that you're handling it well yourself, and realize that it is real and accept it, and just we all have to figure out how we're going to move on, how we're going to make the best of this, and realize that this is a new disease and new things are going to occur. And we're learning day to day what's going on and accept that. And yes, no one more than me was excited in June when we thought we were getting over this. And then comes July 4th and we're back where we were. And it is a challenge to deal with this. But the good news is that even though it's surging, the case rates are going up, the hospitalization rates are going up. But the death rates are not going up. And I think the big reason that you're not seeing a spike in death rates like you have with the other four spikes that we've seen where the case rates go up and the hospitalization rates go up, the big difference is the number of people vaccinated.
Yeah. But if you're traveling around the world, it's not always the same. It's not uniform. Some places are better prepared than others. You know, I look at all the employees. I was just looking at a company that has been hit very hard by COVID. 13% of the staff has it, and it happens to be a nursing home. So what the heck do you do in that circumstance? Beaches are closed because people won't wear masks to go in the water, so they close the beaches. And the impact of this thing is so far and wide.
Outside is crazy because this is an indoor virus, so you're right. Not going to get COVID outside.
All right. So that could have been a question that was asked by somebody. Well, we answered it already. But coming up in a few moments, questions for Dr. Ken. Items of interest to clarify points of view. Probably most of them, again, are back to COVID. We'll pick out a few that aren't. So that's coming right up here on DJV Health.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pound Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
DJ V Health Time, 53 past the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with me, Doug Steffen, reflecting on COVID for sure. Questions. What about, I do this weekend show and a podcast called the American Family Farmer Show, Ken, always talking about food, family, and farm. And I know you have looked at, and I saw this study as well in the Journal of Nutrition, about farming practices and what's happening. I don't know whether you realize it or not, because this isn't your specialty, but it is kind of mine, that the corporate agri-food business is now controlling 84% of what we buy in the grocery store. And the proof is in the pudding. A lot of research has been done as to the nutritional value of a lot of these foods from these four big industrial agriculture co-ops or whatever they are. So what is this overview? What do people need to know about farming practices and huge ag and what it's doing to their health?
Yeah, out of the Journal of Nutrition, as you suggested, Doug, this month, and I was hoping you'd help us with this, because the common denominator is iron. Iron is one of the building blocks of red blood cells, and when your body doesn't have enough iron, you get anemic, low red blood cell count, you get weak, pale, you just don't have enough oxygen-carrying cells in the body. And one of the clear factors is there's a decrease in red meat intake. Red meat is a very good source of iron. But I was hoping you would try and explain to us what are the farming practices that have occurred that has decreased the iron content in some of the foods that we routinely consume other than red meat.
Well, I think you realize what the answer is. Even though this is questions for Dr. Ken, I'll answer the question for those who may not have heard me explain this. I'm an American farmer as well as a broadcaster, so I've been around growing food, growing feed for animals. I've been around cows all my life. And I will tell you, the farming practices that we enjoy around here in our small farming community and on other family farms is way different than you get on the big ag, the farms that have tens of thousands of acres. They use Monsanto and Bayer-based and Dow Chemical and DuPont-based chemicals to grow the feed and the food, and it leaches the value in the soil. What causes things to grow in a healthy manner, that stuff is leached out of the dirt when the whatever the crop is that's growing needs, because they've taken all of these things that have been put onto the soil, have taken away the value of the soil. I think the best thing I can point you to is a study, Ken, that was done in Australia last year, where on two sides of the road, there was a different treatment of the soil. On one side, they used a lot of Monsanto products to prepare the soil, to keep the weeds from growing, to fertilize chemically the ground so the corn or the soybeans would grow. And then on the other side, there was an organic practice that was using none of this stuff. And they compared the soils. The soil that came from the Monsanto side of the street was like a brick. It looked like clay soil. It was hard, compacted. It just didn't have any life to it. But then you look at the stuff where manure has been spread, where things, the compost that's been spread, that encourages the microbes to grow in the soil and to feed the soil and literally to turn the soil over. It melted. It's kind of like M&M's. It melted in your hands. And that's the difference. The soil that isn't like hard and full of things that keep the earth from replenishing itself, those are the places where you're going to get the best food. And if you got a lot of chemicals in the soil, you're sure as heck not going to have a lot of value to what's grown there. It just doesn't work that way. It may look good, it may even taste good, but what's in it is garbage. Does that help?
That tells it like it is.
It is. That's the way it is. And the four companies, basically, that control everything, like Monsanto / Bayer, a new company in the last 10 years called ChemChina, which is exactly what it sounds like, one of the four companies that's controlling seeds and food production in the world. And they're buying up land all over, farmland all over America. And the good thing about this administration is that they're trying to put a stop to it. But it's a serious problem. All right, well, you ask questions of Dr. Ken, you got an answer from Dr. Doug. Doug Steffen, thanking Dr. Ken Kronhaus for being here, asking, well, he asked me a question. You ask him a question, he'll answer it. Here, ask Dr. Ken and DJV Health.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.